Okay, so I have to start and just tell you, God is so good, and he's good all the time. I want to reiterate that over and over again. And I just want to tell you, last night I had so much feedback from people, and I just want to encourage you in the Lord. I don't have a clue what I said last night. I know my kids were like, Mom, you didn't even look at your notes. And but I just want to tell you, I want the word of my testimony to encourage you. It is so not about our abilities, about our confidence in ourselves. It is so about our availability, our yes, our obedience, trusting God. I'm telling you, and the more you say yes to God, you're going to grow. You're going to grow. The more you present yourself to God, I'm telling you, me saying yes as a 20-year-old and me saying yes as a 55-year-old, it looks different. And if you're 55 and you're just beginning to say yes, it's okay. God's going to perfect us and use us, and he's going to get us dependent to trust him. And then what happened last night afterward? It's like, wow, that was so cool. No, I do not like being up here. This is the most uncomfortable place in the world for me to be. But I know that God has, you know, he's going to ask us all to do different things. And I'm telling you, he loves to put us in uncomfortable situations that stretch us, that make us trust God, that make us be dependent on him. That's just his nature. It's not that he's trying to be mean. It's not that he doesn't love us. He loves us so much that when he puts us in these situations that are beyond us, and then we say yes, and then we trust in the Lord, watch what God will do. Stop letting the enemy rob you from being a conduit. If you get the right mentality, then it's like it just opens you up. It's like, Lord, I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know. But when did God ever ask us to figure it out? Last night, okay, so and it's about obedience. And I'm telling you, he can even use you in the middle of your disobedience. He can even use you, David, when you screw up, because he sees your heart. And I keep telling God, I want you to capture my heart. I want to have a heart after you. I want to obey you immediately, completely, all the time, without question. But I fail miserably sometimes. But God knows that when I do fail miserably, that in the word, he even told me, Marion, it's okay. All of you fall short of my glory. I know it. Okay, and those of you who need to be encouraged, write this down. You need to spend time in worship. Hasn't the worship time been so amazing? Those of you who do not avail yourself, music, internet is a tool that the enemy uses for destruction. But God, we can redeem this. We just have to master it. Use it for the right reasons. If you turn on YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, all these things, and pull down some worship, it could change the atmosphere. I was just spending time with the Lord, like desperate. God, I need to feel your presence. I do not want to go to this conference with a nice little agenda. I want you just to flow through. I believe, and I've struggled with my own inadequacies. I've struggled with so much insecurities and lies from the enemy, but I've fought the good fight, and God has met me, and the Holy Spirit has taught me, and I know that it's not about me. So it's like, and like I told you, I've dealt with pride as well as insecurity, and God's just been doing his perfect work through me, or in me. But anyway, it's just trusting God. That, and I believe with everything in me, it's like I go after those places where the enemy goes after my insecurities. He doesn't play fair, and he will go after those things, and he'll hit it, and he'll hit it, and he'll hit it, and he'll hit it. It's like when you were talking about the boxer goes after the weak spots to take us down. Okay, that's why it's so important for us to get healed and know the truth and let the truth set us free, let the truth heal us, let the truth do its perfect work within us. And so I know those places of insecurity, and I every stinking time. I would teach, do anything, one-on-one, with a group, a small group, whatever. Afterwards, I always hear, that was dumb. Or, why'd you say that? Oh, I bet they thought you meant this. Or, why didn't you? You forgot the best part. Or, just that accuser, the accuser, the accuser. And I know that it's not about me. And so I have, it's like, be it unto you as your faith is. That's my little paraphrase. But I'm like, okay, God, you asked me to do this. Help me do better next time. Show me how to fill my heart, not with a list, not with a manuscript, but with you so that you can flow out of me. But Lord, I believe that if I said anything that wasn't your heart, I ask you to forgive me, teach me, hone me, help me not to do that again. But I ask that you delete it from every heart that heard something. And I ask, Lord, that anywhere where the enemy tries to twist, pervert, cause people to get tripped up by my humanity or my inadequacies, Lord, you know my heart. And if I didn't convey it eloquently, you can let them hear it eloquently. I mean, I've wrestled with those things, and it's like, devil, you are not going to mess with me in this area. Or I'm tired of you messing with me in this area. God, I need you to teach me. I need you to rescue me. And so after I'm done, it's like, okay, or even before, now I get this. It's like, okay, Lord, I'm asking, you know every woman in this room, and you know their longing, heart's desire. You know what they need to feast on at the table tonight. You know what they need. You are the breaker. You are the truth that's going to set them free. You are the encourager. You are the lover of their soul. You are the one, Father, that I just capture their hearts. And I believe in Jesus' name, I can say what I said, whatever I said last night, and every one of you can hear something different. You can hear from the Holy Spirit exactly what your heart needs. I believe that with everything in my spirit. I've had to wrestle and I've had to fight for that. But I have told the Lord, I believe. I mean, it's just like the Holy Spirit will put this little nugget. He'll just, and I'm like, okay, is this in the Word? Is this? But I just feel like, no, that's the Holy Spirit, like, taking me out of the pit that the enemy wants to throw me in all the time. And I'm like, devil, you are not going to mess with me. Kind of like when I was preparing to come this weekend and all hell broke loose. I mean, not that it was hell, but all these little things that I needed to do. But then I had to listen to the Lord to know what was important on God's heart. I knew my mom was really important on my heart and God's heart. But it wasn't a very convenient time. But I had to trust in the Lord, and I had to be obedient to God and trust, okay, this looks like it might take an hour, but if it takes a long time, and not get frustrated. My heart is, I want to frustrate the devil by not allowing him to frustrate me. And I felt that stirring in me, like, oh, this is taking a lot longer, and I need time, and I don't know how to do this. I'm not like my husband, and I can't. And I was just like, Lord, you know. And so I'm going to pour my life and lavish my life on my mom. And I, Lord, I'm going to. There were other things that went on. I could give you a little list. It was crazy. I was just like, no, I am not going to get flustered and frustrated. You know my life. You order my steps. I trust you. Either part the sea of all these mom needs and wife needs and whatever and show me. I just want to be obedient, God. I just want to trust you. And if this time I'm not going to trust you because I had 52 hours to prepare, then I'm going to trust you with the 5 minutes, which, I mean, it's just getting in that place of, that's kingdom. You got to fight the good fight of faith. Put your super suit on. It's like, God, I feel like my super suit doesn't fit. I need a bigger one. I need something. And go after God. If you do not have peace and joy, go get it. It's yours. And if you don't have it, it's nobody else's fault. But God is going to woo. And don't be condemned if you don't have it. But just go get it. God, I don't have it. I don't know how to find it. What in the world is she talking about? Then you ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. I can tell you my stories of how I found peace and joy. I can tell you my testimony that will spur you on. But you are going to have to listen to the Holy Spirit. Sometimes the Holy Spirit's going to say, did you hear what she did? Now do it. mirror it, repeat it. Sometimes the Holy Spirit's going to say, you know what? She's got to get away to the secret place, but I'm giving you permission to find me in the midst of doing laundry, in the midst of doing dishes. You have to listen to God and find God and be obedient to him and trust him, because so many times it's outside the box. Let God blow your box up so you can find him in the individual. He knows you better than you know him yourself. So the big thing I just tell people all the time, this Christian life is so simple. All it is about hearing God and obeying God. But it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done in your life, because you have to push yourself aside and all these inadequacies or whatever. But when you submit to God, okay, so last night, I went to my room, and I'm thinking, okay, God, thank you. I think everything went okay last night. I have peace, and we did it. You did it. You did it. But then I'm thinking, okay, but there's tomorrow. Oh, crud. Okay. And then I was like, what do you want me to do, Jesus? Do you want me to stay up all night? I don't know what you want me to do. And I feel like he said, go to bed. Really? I really don't have anything for tomorrow. I have four little lines that I began, and I felt like the Lord said, go to bed. So I obeyed, and I didn't go to bed all, I mean, I fell asleep like that. And I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning, and I just felt the stirring in my heart. I'm like, okay. And I got my phone out, and I have 2 pages. It's just like, it was so fun. It was so fun. It's not like they have 3 points, but I kind of do. Even on the mission field, I'm like, I want to study to show myself approved. I want God to hone me. I want him to teach me. And my husband's like, babe, you really need to, you know, if you have these 3 points, just things people can hang on to. And I'm like, you know what? I do want to submit to that, because I don't want to say, oh, well, I'm just going to fly by the seat of my pants and I'm just going to share. Lord, if you want me to have 3 points and a scripture and a blah, 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 then I submit to that. I want to grow. I want to be obedient. I want to be obedient. And it was so neat. I went, I think it was Cambodia. Anywhere, I was somewhere trusting God. I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say. It was a devotional. I felt the stirring of the Lord, like, I'm going to speak to you. Get your phone. I can't remember if it was on a napkin. I got 3 points, 3 stories, and 3 scriptures in 5 minutes. It was the coolest thing in the world. I just sat down. I'm like, babe, I have 3 points. I have scriptures. It was like, God can do all things. But I haven't gotten 3 points, 3 scriptures, and 3 stories like that since. But it was a really cool feeling. So I can trust the Lord that whether he gives me 3 points, whether he, you know, even fasting, getting ready for this meeting, I was just telling my mother-in-law before this, I wanted to set myself apart. I wanted to be obedient in every way that I want to be faithful in every way that I can be faithful, God, to listen to you, because that's how we connect to the zone of heaven. Obedience is the gateway to heaven, to the supernatural, hearing and obeying God. If you don't know how to hear from God, then that's where you start. It's like, Lord, I think I hear you. I'm not sure. Holy Spirit, teach me how to hear from you. Hone my ears. Clarify. I want to hear you clearly. And then God, give me an obedient heart. I ask ladies who've been in my life group when I was in my 20s. Those were the things that when I talked to you about Lynn, I don't know where Lynn and Rose, where's Rose? Rose, she was in my group. And I had these older, seasoned, amazing women of God in my group that pulled heaven out of me. They came expecting, and Chris, our prayer warrior, leader of our intercessory, she was in my group at the very beginning. I'm like, what in the world? But these women that believed God, they were obedient, they came, and they listened, and they submitted, and they drew stuff. It's amazing just to watch as you just submit to God and keep saying yes. So what he gave me, this is all about being united in the commission. The commission is an instruction, a command, a duty given to a group of people. Do you feel commissioned? Do you feel like God has a plan and a purpose for your life? Do you feel that God is stirring something up in you? And it might be terrifying because you don't feel like you can, or you don't want to. That was me. I didn't want to have to be faithful. I didn't want the responsibility. I liked being lazy. Although I didn't feel lazy, but I look at it and I'm like, I don't want to do that. But I wanted to. Does that make sense? I mean, I really had to go to God like, oh my gosh, I really never, I feel like I'm a faithful person. I don't lay around and whatever, but you're just showing me I don't really want to give it what it takes to do this, but my spirit is really wanting this. It's that wrestling, that fighting with myself, like God, rescue me from who I really am and or what I'm dealing with into who I'm called to be. Will you help me? Give me a desire. Give me a faithful heart. Give me, I mean, I had to go after all these things in my own heart. And the thing that the Lord spoke to me when I woke up last night is fighting the good fight of faith, which, okay, we've said this. Listen to me. You have to fight. And it is a good fight. The enemy wants to tell you it's going to be hard and awful and treacherous. And all those things are kind of true in the natural, but you're called to fight the good fight, the fight that it's like it's worthy, it produces great fruit, it's worth it. It's like, I feel like, look at the picture here. I saw this last night with the sun rays at the top here. It's like God wants to take you above your circumstances. And I know you've heard these things, but have you ever really gone above your circumstances, above the storm, above what is going on in the natural? I remember when the Holy Spirit started messing with me and I began to connect in the supernatural realm, in the prophetic. I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, I know this is what you're stirring in me. I want to be able to be trustworthy for you to bring those secrets and mysteries and encouraging words. I want to tell people who don't know if you're real and know if they're enough. I want to have the prophetic word to encourage them, to tell them who they are. Oh no, you might feel like this. Oh, but let me tell you what God told me about you. This is who you really are. And you go after it and you encourage and you speak those things until they believe. You mother, you speak life into people, fighting that good fight and getting that download from God. But going after your heart when you're afraid of the fight. When we were talking about military, When I think of military stuff, years ago when they would talk about charge, going into the fight, fight the good fight, all I could think of is if there's a fight and an enemy coming my way, I'm running to the barracks, I'm hiding under the bed so the enemy can't find me. I had no clue, like, what are you talking about? Like, you're going to take I think of the Patriot at the very end when everybody's, all the guys are running away in fear, and Mel Gibson, his name's Marion, the Swamp Fox. I mean, Francis Marion, and that's kind of like, ooh. Anyway, so he grabs the flag, and something overtakes him, and I have goosebumps. He starts running the other way, yelling. It was just like something overtook him to go against, to go for victory. And that, I just kept saying, Lord, I don't get it. I don't know how men do that. But I want to be a warrior. I want to, in that season, oh my goodness, the Lord began to just open. It's another whole, maybe someday I'll be able to share that message of the lace of grace and the military armor, and we're going to be holding our babies and with one arm and fighting with the other. Oh my gosh, it just changed my life forever going after the Lord. But I'm telling you, he did something in me that I get it now. Like when the enemy is messing, it's like there is something in me that wants to go right in the center of it. He changed me. He took my fear. He just changed me by going. It's like you're going to have these little invitations from the Holy Spirit. Listen and obey. I'm telling you, he might ask you to do some really crazy things that look like they have nothing to do with that lesson. If the Lord asked you to do something, remember the rock pile? If he asked you to go to the grocery store and buy a gallon of milk and you have 3 gallons in your refrigerator, go get the gallon of milk. It's like you will be amazed, like, oh my gosh, somebody came through and there was a lady there that I knew I was supposed to give it to. I mean, it's really being willing to fall flat on your face, to be a fool, and to miss it. Like, I'm trying to listen, God, and I have 4 gallons of my milk and it's 3 weeks later. I don't know why you. God is not upset with you when you're trying to fight the good fight of faith. He does not, it's like, he looks at your heart. It's like the baby that gets up trying to take steps and walk. Do you smack your child when they fall? No, it's like, good girl, I'm so proud of you. Come on, let's try it again. Or even if you don't want to walk and they fall on their bottom, you don't get upset. It's just like, okay, well, keep moving, keep developing, keep working. God's heart wants, he will woo you, he will teach you, so just enjoy the process. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. That God wants a new level of peace and joy to overtake you when your thinking gets right, when your belief system gets right, when you get these alignments with the Holy Spirit. You're not going to be afraid for your wayward kids like you used to be. You're not going to be upset with your marriage that isn't quite the way it should be. You're going to have a whole level of peace and joy in a new way as you go after those areas where you're not in peace and joy. God's going to take you above the circumstances, and he's going to show you how to war. He's going to show you how to pray. He's going to show you how to release things. He's going to show you where you need to repent because you are part of the problem, or whatever the situation is. It's trusting in the Lord. So the scripture that he gave me last night was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. We could all say it together. But I'm telling you, he just filleted it and laid it out for me last night about trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Okay, it's a great scripture. We say it all the time. Yes, I trust you, Lord, with all my heart. And the Holy Spirit's saying, she really thinks she's trusting you with all her heart? I think we, you know, and it's just like, it's not a condemning thing. It's just like, oh, just wait. She has no idea how awesome this really is. Let's go after. I'm going to expose that little area where she doesn't really trust us yet. She doesn't trust me yet. And he's going to begin to just do these great things and teach you what it feels like, what it looks like to trust him with all your heart. He's going to teach you how to tell your heart, stop it. Tell your heart to come into agreement with what God wants to do in you. So God's saying, give me your whole heart. Have you given him all of your heart? Do you say yes when God asks you to jump? Do you say, how high, sir? It's like when you think of the military, you know, when you're in the military, I mean, we need to sign up for the military. When you go to boot camp, they don't care what you think. They don't care about your opinion. They don't care if you want to get up. They don't care if you feel like you can do it. They're going to pull stuff out of you and show you that you can. They're going to develop things in you that you never thought that you could do. But you have to submit to the boot camp. You have to submit to the Holy Spirit and not be a bratty daughter and not do it if you don't like it, don't understand it. I mean, I think about that a lot. If I don't like it or understand it, do I tell God no? I don't want to be that kind of daughter. And I have been that kind of daughter, but I've repented. I'm like, God, I need you to get a hold of my heart. And I want to be a daughter that says, yes, 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 yes. Give me a yes heart. God, will you scoop out the stuff that through insecurities, fears, or even pride, even laziness, or even rebellion, whatever it is that won't say yes to you. Lord, I want you to train my heart. I want to feed my heart the right things. Learn to listen. Learn to hear God's voice. Ask the Holy Spirit. This is something you're going to have to do one-on-one. You can hear hear other people's testimony, but ask the Lord. Even those of us who hear from God, I mean, I want to hear more clearly. I don't hear perfectly all the time. We're going to grow from glory to glory until death do us part. So if you talk to all of us who spoke, oh my goodness, I don't hear God the way I want to hear God at all. I want more. I want more. I want more. God, I want to lay down my life. I want him to change the frequencies of my ears so I hear the Lord. And I talk to the Lord like that. Like, God, I'm hearing the hiss a little bit too strongly. And I've even told the Lord, okay, the still small voice, I need you to scream. I need you to beat me over the head. I want training wheels. I actually prayed these prayers. I don't want to miss you. I know that that prophetic thing, I know that's there. And I'm scared to death to misrepresent you. I'm scared to death to take the risk to say, I feel like the Lord's speaking this in my life. But God, I feel this invitation, and so I'm asking you, will you teach me? Will you train me? Will you change me? Will you spank me? Will you rescue me from myself? I want to be a daughter that you look at and say, well done, good job. And I want to be a daughter that when I mess up, I can run to you and say, Daddy, help me, forgive me. I didn't do the best job here, but I want to do better. Will you change my heart? And how cool is that? You can't mess up. You can't mess up, because when you mess up, you just go to the Father and he makes it as if it wasn't a big mess. Be released. You cannot mess this up. Even if your heart is full of rebellion and a mess and you pride and you're doing this for the wrong motives, if you run to God, he's going to begin to expose those things. Hey, Marion, you're really wanting to do this because you're wanting a platform. It's about me. It's not about you. So this is where I want you to be. Oh, Rose, remember when the Lord gave me that download about the military and the potato peelers? So this was a time when God was dealing with pride in my own heart and insecurity. Like, Lord, I know you're calling me in some ways to be on the front line. I don't really like the front line. I don't like the responsibility. I don't like the pressures. I don't like the... And then feeling like... Really, when I was trying to find my place and take the authority that God was wanting to put in my lap, not because of me, it's just where he puts us. And then I remember the Lord saying, but Marion, you have to see that in my eyes, we on the earth, in America, whatever, we, you know, generals and this and this and this and this. And in God's heart, I feel like authority-wise, that's true. Because there's a head, you know, there's God, there's our husband, there's those authority things that God has set up. It's not necessarily that that person is better or whatever. It's just where God placed them. It's, have you ever thought, why didn't you put the man in charge and why could, you know, whatever. But it's just the way God set it up. And so we say, yes, Lord, it is good. It is good. So anyway, I just saw the Lord just kind of push this all down and show how important every position is. And he began to show me that where would the frontline soldiers be without the potato peelers? There would be no substance. There would be no food. There would be, where would we be without the people who put everything in order after the services and who make things sparkle and clean? And it was such a cool thing. It just so, it made me so excited just to honor every person in the house of the Lord and thank them for their faithfulness. Where would we be without you? It just did something in my heart. It showed me that God, how important every position. If the enemy's trying to tell you, well, if you were a little higher up on the ladder, you would be important. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Your call, your anointing, your gifting, your positioning. Who wants to live without your pinky? Nobody. I've been having some issues with my thumb. You know, and there's some things that are hard to do, and I'm believing God to touch my, you know, it's just like everything is so important. So I want you to hear this. You have a part to play that is invaluable in the body of Christ. I know you have heard this before, but the Lord wants you to hear it again and again and again and again and again until you believe it. Until you believe it and you receive what God wants to do through you. Acknowledge God in all your ways. The Holy Spirit has showed me, Marion, you do come to me and you do trust me, but you went here first. Oh my gosh, I didn't even notice that, Lord. I didn't even see where I'm not trusting you in all my ways. I'm just so caught up in this is the way we've always done it. But Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to shine on my life in those areas where I'm relying on someone else, some other thing to be my source. And when that gets done, then life's going to be good. No, we've just put something and exalted it above God. In all your ways, acknowledge me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. I speak this to myself all the time. This is one of the verses that pursues me and it exposes me and it helps get me in a right place. Lean, what he's told me is trust in the Lord with all your heart. Stop trying to figure it out and to fix it. Stop it, Marion. Stop it, because you go in where you try and figure out, what do I do? How's this going to work out? What can I do next? How can I pray? Who can I get in that position? Stop trying to figure this out. God's already got this. He already knows the beginning from the end. And when you start trying to figure it out, that's where the enemy comes in and says, did God really say? Will God really be faithful? Oh, what's really going on here? And we look down at this picture here when God's way up here and he sees the whole big picture and what he's doing. But we just see this little part and we get all jacked up because were you off duty here? Did you forget about me? Did you see what I'm saying? It's letting God go to those areas and get us in that right place. Letting the Holy Spirit speak to your heart and shine his light of truth on those areas where we don't have the peace and the joy, where we don't have the right thinking. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't waste your time trying to figure it out. He already has it figured out. Hear and obey God. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. God, I know that you are good. I know that you know the beginning from the end. And sometimes you speak these things, and it's like one of the prayers I pray all the time is, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. I know this is the truth, but it doesn't feel real right now. It doesn't feel like whatever. It doesn't matter what I feel like, but it does matter what you feel like. If we discount the way that the truth of what we're feeling, then the enemy can keep you in this eddy of, well, I shouldn't be feeling this way, but the truth is you are. So go there. Lord, I'm feeling a little unbelief. I'm feeling a little shaky here. I'm feeling like I'm not sure if I'm hearing you right. I'm feeling like, do you really see this? Do you really have that? Lord, I know I have faith here. It's like going to that place, letting the Holy Spirit come and lovingly shine his light of truth and bringing conviction, bringing us back into that right thinking, right attitude, right responses. That's what Jesus paid for on the cross, to bring us into that kingdom reality. We were talking about bringing it here on earth. Here on earth, I believe with all my heart that we can walk in this peace and joy here on earth. And that's where that dealer part, that I want my pockets to be full of the real, like I've gone after that. I've tasted and seen. It is good. It's here. You need some? I know you're really struggling, but I'm telling you, I just met with a woman who lost her son, her 17-year-old son, in a careless, not necessary motorcycle accident, and she has been suicidal and total, it's just been a mess. Her marriage is falling apart. And I know the Lord told me to get together with her. And I just brought the truth of the Lord. Like, I'm sitting with her. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I know the truth of you. And I don't want to just say platitudes. I just want to hear you, Jesus. And I've done it enough that I'm just expecting you. Because you asked me to get together with her. And I listen to you, and I'm expecting you. So instead of so much fear, I have a lot more expectation and a lot more peace and joy because I know that God is faithful. I've been declaring he's faithful for a long time. My knower's coming into alignment more than it has been. Not that sometimes I don't need the Holy Spirit to get me there, but though I've got enough gray hairs where I've seen you have been faithful, so I can trust you. And I need to tell these young bucks, you are faithful, God, because they need to hear where I was freaking out, but you are faithful all the time. And even if it didn't work out the way that I thought, you're still faithful. I just don't get the whole picture, and I choose to still trust you. And I'm telling you, God showed up when I met with that woman, and I felt that suicide and death and despair and everything just break off of her. I felt like she was floating out of the building. And it was so cool because I was like, Jesus, I'm just a clay pot. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. When I ever show up and think I have this agenda, knock me over, dump it all out. So all I do is show up empty, available, and as clean as I know how to be at that moment. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart and watching God direct your path, watching God use you. What ways in your life are you independent of God? Are you AWOL and you don't realize it, but it's creating a big mess? Ask the Holy Spirit to show you those things. And he does it all in love. Oh, and I started to tell you this song about that I wanted you to, I was talking about worship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There's a song by Misty Edwards. I turned Misty Edwards on because she's a presence girl, and I haven't listened to her in a long time, but I felt the Holy Spirit said, turn Misty Edwards on. So I did, and this song called I Knew What I Was Getting Into. Have any of you heard that? Oh my gosh, it was so awesome. It's like God saying, I knew when I called you what I was getting into. And I'm not surprised by your sin. I'm not surprised by your lack. I love you and I even like you. I was just listening to that and I thought, oh my goodness, how many, I need to hear that. I need to be reminded. I know that, but I need to be reminded. My humanity, sometimes it leaks out. And I'm telling you, I could have, no. It was so real. It was flesh. It was right in front of me. And then I think, oh my goodness, I needed to be reminded. I needed to be filled afresh with the truth of that. So if you feel like, God, are you sure you picked the right person? Listen to that song over and over and some of her other music. It's so powerful. Lastly, repent and be saved. Repent and be saved. Stop making excuses. Shut up. Listen and obey. And I'm not saying you. I'm just saying you tell yourself, Marion, shut up. That is not true. It doesn't matter how true it feels. It doesn't matter. It's like it does not line up with what God is saying. It doesn't line up with who God is. It doesn't line up with who God says I am. Be quiet, young lady. Stop it. Well, old lady, whatever I am. I guess it's the young whatever inside. But I talk to myself like, what am I doing? That doesn't honor God. That's not who he is. That's not who his character is. And that's why we older ladies need to pour into the younger women. They need to hear who God is. They need to see who God is. They need to see our lives when we walk victorious through things and when we fall and then we have to get back up and we have the victory later down the line. They need to hear the word of our testimonies that we haven't done it all right, but God is good and he is at work and there are still things we're contending for and believing that God will finish what he started, that he is a good God. So fill your heart with the truth of who God is and ask the Holy Spirit to do this for you. If you don't know who God is and if you don't know how to find out who he is, then just say, Holy Spirit, teach me. He is the power of God. on the earth today. He is our guide. He's our friend. He's the one who wants to lead us and fill us. Jesus said, I have to go, guys. I must go so that the Comforter can come. And so, like, okay, I don't understand all this, but you went to be with the Father, and you sent something really awesome. And so I want to get to know the Holy Spirit in a deeper way. I long to know Him. I long to be led by the Spirit of God. I long to be brought in a deeper level of holiness, of truth, of obedience. And God, capture my heart, because there's part of my heart that don't want to do that sometime. And I ask, God, that You just come in and rescue me from me. God, You know me more than I know myself, and You know what is good and true and right and holy, and I want it. I want it. And Lord, those areas that don't want it, just scoop them out. Take them out. I take authority over those. I don't want that to be in my life. Weed me. Seed me. I mean, I just pray all these crazy things to the Lord, like, help. Help. I want to be a sweet-smelling fragrance. I want, when You look at me, to have a smile on Your face. I want my life, God, to make Your name great. I want these things. And you know what? The truth is, there are pockets of times I don't want those things. I get tangled up in my own life. I get tangled up in the cares of this world. But I'm telling you, more and more and more and more, that is, it just pursues me. I don't get stuck in those seasons as much as I used to when I was younger. I still fall short of the glory of God, but my heart is more wanting to be perfect every day, every minute, to pull those things up. I don't want to give myself sloppy grace. I'm just human. No, I'm not just human. I'm a supernatural woman, and I am a wonder woman in God. When I come into agreement with the kingdom of God, hell trembles. And if hell is not trembling today, I probably am not clothed in what. Because you know what? When the superhero comes on the scene, everybody kind of, whoa, okay, the bad guys. It's like, there's just something when we're carrying the presence of God, when we have faith, when we're clothed in faith, it's like hell knows that. Hell knows that. But we've got to be the carrier, the presence with obedience and freedom and holiness. Those are the things that usher in the presence of God. I'm telling you, it feels really amazing when God comes and flows through us. But when that thing is flowing through us, have you ever seen a superhero that's there for their own agenda? It's like when there is trouble, like their whole life stops and they're right there in the midst of that. And God wants us to be on call so that we can be those ones that stand in the gap, that we are on call all the time, that we will lay everything aside, and He'll take care of that while we are on mission to do. And you know what? Sometimes that on mission is you let everything aside because your mom needs you, your kids need you, your husband needs you. It's not always the people out in the world. It's being obedient to God, and that's when things are rescued. That's when things are changed. Lastly, the laborers are few. He's looking for a few good women. What He can do with a few of us. A few of us that are submitted, consecrated, not perfect, but women who want to be perfect, who want to be perfected by the hand of God. God says, that's what I want. I'm not asking you to get yourself all cleaned up and equipped and prepared and then come and show up. He's just saying, will you just say yes? I'm the one who perfects. I'm the one who trains. I'm the one who does this work in you. Will you relax? The measuring up to be in is just an obedient heart, a willing heart saying, here I am, Lord, with everything I think I am and everything I'm not. I'm here. I'm available. God, or women who are captivated by Him, by the call, who will submit, which means to trust and obey God. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That song, you know, just went through my heart. Just to trust and obey. That's where it is. Hear and obey, trust and obey. This is so simple. When you go home, what God wants you to do is hear and obey, trust and obey. That's the good fight. Everything springs out from that. Listen to the Lord. Let him train you. Let him hone you. Have fun with God. I love one of the things we say at Living Stones is enjoying God and loving people. Enjoying God. Enjoy God. If you're not enjoying God, something's off. The enemy's got you in a bad place. There's something that's not kingdom, because in the middle of the battle, in the middle of the storm, in the middle of life, when we are in that kingdom place, God will raise us to the high place where he is above all these circumstances, and you will have a peace like, I don't know how this is going to work out, but you know what? I just know that you got this, God, and I am choosing to trust you. And when we connect with that trust, I'm telling you, it's like everything just falls off, and it's like, it doesn't matter. I don't have to know how it's all going to work out. I just have this supernatural. It's not a mind over matter. It's a supernatural coming into agreement. God, I don't have peace right now. I need you. Something's off. I don't know how to get there. I know you want me here. The truth is I'm right here. So I just need you to take me there. I need you to show me the way. Sometimes he will give you steps of obedience to get to that place of peace and joy. And other times I think of him like a mother cat, where he just comes and he takes me by the scruff of my neck and he just lifts me and he puts me there. And I'm like, I don't know what just happened in my heart, but I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not worried anymore. I'm like, and I don't get it, but I like it. Woo! I like being in this high place. I love being where you are, because this is so much more fun than being down there, because that is really hard and that sucks the life out of me. But you know what? Everything's still going on there, and I'm still contending, and I'm still engaged here, but my spirit is in the place where I'm connected with God with faith. I got my super suit on, which is kind of like it's in the kingdom. When you're in the kingdom, you are super, and letting God speak to you and give you, I'm telling you, when you get to be a part of a rescue mission, when you have your super suit on and God just like bypasses you and he does something supernatural through your life, it is a high like you will never know. And you will be addicted to something new. Like, wow, I thought this was going to be so hard to love on people and to rescue people. It's going to take so much. But when you put your super suit on afterwards, it's like, that was totally stinking awesome. Yes, God, don't ever let me get stuck in this natural place. I am not a natural being. And it's so easy to get stuck there. But trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't try and figure it out. Just show up and let God do his perfect work. So Father, we just thank you that you are able, and I don't understand it, but you chose us, and we just want to say thank you. And Lord, even if we're not sure if we can say thank you, because we're still a little freaked out, we really are still dealing with some insecurities, but she doesn't understand what's really going on in me, I take authority over that lie, and we just rip it from this place. We say you will not find a resting place in the hearts of these women. That is a lie, and we rip that weed out of your garden, and we put truth that through Christ, it's all about him. God, show us where we're tangled up, and it's about us. And Lord, whether it's pride, insecurity, false pride, we don't even have to figure out what's wrong. But Lord, we know if we're not in that place of peace and joy, that something's amiss. Something's not right. Something's choking us. Something's tangling us. So God, we just say, Holy Spirit, will you weed our garden? And will you fertilize, and will you water us, and will you wash out, and will you chase out the foxes that every time something grows up, it gets chomped away and it's gone. Lord, we take authority over those things, and we ask, Lord, that you tend our garden. Holy Spirit, come. We want to be available when there is an issue, that we will say, yes, Lord, I'm not sure what to do here, but I know you're going to give me the download. Boom. When I say yes, you're going to tell me what to do, and you're going to teach me how to hear you, to flow in this Holy Spirit thing. And I trust, Lord, you're not going to be upset with me if I don't do it perfectly, that I'm going to learn and I'm going to grow and I'm going to become more like you day and day and day, in Jesus' name. And I just want to pray this one, or I want to show this thing. I know the Lord woke me up. I know he spoke to my heart last night. And I heard this thing, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, and I haven't thought about it, but I saw this little boy, and I looked it up on YouTube, and I found it. And then when I listened to it, I was like, oh my goodness, is he using the vernacular that we need to hear? And it's a little 5-year-old black boy that is getting up to pray, and I felt like the Lord told me that the children shall lead us, that we need to become a child. Get, you know, like sometimes we think, put your big girl panties on and do this. No, God's saying, will you become like a child? Will you just trust me? Will you just, and some of, you know, it's like he's 5 years old. I don't know if he understands the weight of everything that he's saying, but I'm telling you, our children director got this revelation from God. When you're little, your brain just sucks in all this stuff, and they don't understand all the big words, but they've hidden it in their heart. When they're 15, 20, 30, 55, that word that's been hidden in their heart will come back out in the revelation. So train your children. We need to be like little children that just believe it. They don't care of how's this going to happen and what's the feasibility and the ramifications of whatever. Man, if they just have a belief system that's so pure and so innocent. So I just want this little boy to, I mean, I really felt like the Lord said too, there is such power, even if he doesn't understand it, there's power in these words. So I know when you listen to this, some of the words, he talks about the ambassador and he talks, I'm like, oh my gosh, he just prayed this, I don't know how many years ago, for us tonight. So I just want you to come into agreement. And this is what the Lord told me, decree and declare. Decree the promises of God. Declare them over your life. Ask God to speak into your heart, your family. They're weapons. They're weapons that we use. Worship is a weapon. Use it. Ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. Oh, yeah, I need to put some worship on in my heart, or in my home, in my car. Use these weapons, but the word of the Lord, whether you believe it, it's still powerful. It's like, I'm believing this. I'm decreeing and declaring this, even though there's a part of me that I need you to rescue me from my unbelief. But God, I am doing everything I know to come into agreement. And then God comes in and gives you faith. A gift of faith. He begins to lift you up because of your obedience. And because you are beginning to do something that even you're not real sure how this is going to work, but you are trying your best to come into agreement with God. And then God comes and says, good girl. And he scoops you up and he takes you to that place where it's just not as freaky and scary and discombobulating as it used to be. God is just, you're going to feel like, ooh, something's happening. This is the kingdom of God. So I want us to decree and declare these things over our lives as this little boy brings down the stuff.
Let us pray.
I decree and declare, God, you granted the children supernatural strength and ability to fight, a good fight of faith. I decree and declare, they are qualified to share in Jesus' inheritance. I decree and declare they are reconciled to God. I decree and declare they are firmly rooted, built up, and established in the faith. I decree and declare they are a steward of great wealth. I decree and declare they are an ambassador for Christ, the light of the world. I decree and declare healing power floods to lay hands on the sick.
Father, for your word, that it will not return void. Lord, I thank you that you are sealing up all the leaky places in us, that things just leak out. Father, we want to be so full. But Lord, if you want to keep those leaky places to keep us dependent, then so be it, Lord, that every day, I just feel like the Lord saying, Marion, that just causes you to come for fresh stuff every day. Because if I seal up all those leaks, then you'll just let it sit there. So Lord, we just want to come every day. If the leaks are not from you, patch them up. But God, if those are little punch holes that you put in so that we have to come for fresh manna and fresh revelation and fresh peace and fresh joy, then Lord, we submit to your perfect plans for our life. God, I speak blessing upon every woman in here. I decree and declare that they are women of God, wonder women that are going to connect with you in a way they never dreamed. I decree and declare, Father, that you are a God that's exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. And Father, I thank you for bringing us all together. I decree and declare that you are good all the time. All the time. And we worship you in Jesus' name. Well, before we leave, I found this at the store, and I just want to give this to Pastor Linda and tell you that you are a wonder woman. Thank you for all that you have gone before the throne, not just all the beauties, but thank you for being excellent. Thank you for being a lover of Jesus. Thank you for going after the real stuff and not just being a religious performer. Thank you for carrying the stuff. And I want to tell you, you are not an Amazon warrior. You are a kingdom warrior. I was trying to figure out how to cover that up, but you are a kingdom warrior. And if you have not heard her testimony, like Pastor Keith, it's like, I'm telling you, the burnt stones that God has just picked up and he's used for his glory in such a way. Talk about somebody who doesn't know what they carry. You carry it, and it's so real, and it's so genuine. It's so beautiful. It smells so beautiful to us as it's going up to the Father. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep loving people. Keep loving Jesus. You are a world changer. You are shaking things in this region that have ramifications way far outside of Water Valley. And so we'd bless you. We ask that you be poured back in 100-fold, everything that you've poured out, time, talent, treasures, your people, your church. Lord, we just bless this house in Jesus' name. We thank you for this oasis. We thank you for this river, Father. We ask that people will come from all over to jump in, to get cleansed, to be rehydrated, revived, to find you in a way, Lord, that they're longing for. So we ask, Lord, that you would just blow the roof off this place, that it would be a city set on a hill, that people will say, I don't even know how I got here. I was just so drawn. I just found out about you, whatever way. So Lord, we just ask that you blow off the lid of this place, that this hidden treasure, God, will be an oasis, a healing river, Father, for all those in this area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.